Okay, so today we're really diving into something I think a lot of people talk about, but maybe don't fully get,
Okay.
the realities of single motherhood.
Right.
And we're doing a deep dive into this episode of the Single Mothers Podcast
Okay.
with this guy, Saint Vincent.
Interesting. I'm curious to hear this.
And he gets right into it. Like right off the bat, he's talking about how single moms face this constant judgment from others. I mean, like people feel totally entitled to question every decision you make, every choice.
Yeah.
Have you ever run into that, like that feeling you're under a microscope all the time?
Absolutely. And it's interesting how this guy, Saint Vincent, connects that judgment to like these deep-seated societal
Oh,
expectations.
totally.
He talks about how single moms, they're expected to be almost superhuman.
Like effortlessly juggling everything, never showing any vulnerability.
It's like this impossible standard.
Right.
You have to be the perfect parent, the successful professional, and like always put together, never show weakness.
Exactly. And I think that's where he flips the script a little.
Yeah.
He really ch challenges this whole idea of single motherhood being some kind of failure. Instead, he's like, this is strength. This is resilience.
Right.
This is about thriving in the face of challenges.
It's funny because I was thinking like being a single parent often forces you to be resourceful and adaptable.
Right.
You have to be strong just to get through the day to day. And those aren't weaknesses.
No.
Those are signs of like incredible resilience.
Absolutely. And I love how he also challenges listeners to confront that internalized judgment too.
Ooh, that's so good. That voice in your head saying like, oh, you're not enough, or you're doing it wrong because of what society says.
Yeah.
He wants you to shut that voice down.
It's so true.
And it really makes you think, like how damaging those internalized beliefs can be,
Yeah.
not just for single mothers, for anyone facing pressure from society.
We all have those voices to some degree.
Yeah.
It's about, recognizing them and then being like, no,
Right.
challenging those voices, and then ultimately, like, deciding what success looks like for you, what
Yes.
happiness means for you on your own terms,
Exactly.
not what society dictates.
Love that.
Yeah.
Totally. And it's like he goes on about how defining your own success.
Yeah.
It's so important. And another thing he gets into is this whole idea that single mothers need rescuing,
Oh,
like they need
yeah.
saving, especially like in the dating world.
It's so true, though. Like that whole knight in shining armor thing,
Exactly. It's like, come
it's
on.
completely
It
outdated.
doesn't work that way. And he's like, what single mothers really need,
Yeah.
it isn't rescuing, it's respect.
Oh, I like that.
Like seeing them as the strong, capable people they already are,
Yes.
not like some project to be fixed.
Exactly. And I love that he actually speaks directly to the guys listening, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like he challenges them to check their own biases at the door and be like, okay, look at the strength this woman has. Look at the resilience she brings to this relationship, to her life.
Totally. And speaking of relationships,
Yeah.
he brings up a really interesting point about the example being set for the kids.
Oh, that's huge. Like, what kind of message are you sending to your kids?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. He says that by rising above that judgment, by refusing to be defined by their circumstances, single mothers are actually teaching their kids some crazy valuable lessons
Right.
about resilience, about
Yeah.
determination, about being true to themselves.
It's like they're showing that, hey, life's gonna throw stuff at you,
Yes.
but you can handle it.
Exactly.
Like you are strong enough.
And it makes you think
Oh,
like about the impact of these judgments long term and
total.
how important it is that we challenge them.
Absolutely. It's not just about saying it,
Right.
it's about living it.
Exactly.
It's about being who you are, owning your story, and not letting those old narratives define you or define your kids. Like, it's funny. What's really stuck with me is how this episode, it kind of makes you think about all the labels we put on
Well,
ourselves
yeah, for sure.
and like on other people.
It's so easy to do.
It is. And we let those labels define us,
Totally.
They limit us.
And Saint Vincent, he really hits on this idea that strength and resilience, it can come from anywhere.
Yeah.
And that those experiences, like, they can be a source of power.
Absolutely. Like your story becomes your power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as we kind of wrap up here, I'm curious for you, what were your big takeaways from Saint Vincent? What really resonated?
Honestly, what gets me is that single motherhood, it's not like one size fits all.
Right.
There's no single story,
It's not a monolith.
It's about embracing all those different stories.
Challenging our assumptions about what it means and recognizing the strength in each individual journey.
Yeah, it's about moving away from judgment and toward understanding.
Yes.
Like realizing everyone's path is different
Exactly.
and we all have our own struggles and triumphs.
It makes you think about how you see the world
It really does.
and how you treat people.
So well said. It reminds me that who we are isn't about, our relationship status or family structure.
It's about the inside.
It's about being who you are and supporting each other.
100%.
And just creating a world where everybody feels seen and valued
Yes.
and empowered to like write their own story.
Love it.
On that note, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive. Remember, keep questioning, keep learning, keep embracing the power of your own story.
Awesome.
Until next time.